Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri. A battle is brewing over the sale of Warner Brothers, with Paramount saying the process has been tainted and is not being carried out in the best interests of the company's shareholders. So, Chris, what is Paramount saying? What's being tainted?
Well, they were the company that instigated this. They made the unsolicited offer a few months ago to take over Warner Brothers. They're saying that they think the CEO of Warner Brothers is favoring Netflix in a deal, that he would be ensured sort of a better ongoing job in a merger with Netflix, that his compensation is tied to a deal like that, and that behind the scenes, Warner Brothers officials met with European Union regulators to basically say that a Netflix merger would be a better deal than a Paramount one from a regulatory standpoint, and that's just not something you should do during a bidding process.
Is Warner Brothers saying, nope, that's not us?
They put out a statement saying that their process has been fair, but didn't elaborate on any of the details in the letter.
Well, how serious is this? I mean, could it really derail the process?
Well, it does definitely set up a situation where Paramount is preparing possibly for a lawsuit or some sort of hostile offer for Warner Brothers. Right now, the three bidders, it's Comcast, Netflix, and Paramount, have all agreed to just go through a regular kind of behind-the-scenes bidding process. And now it sort of seems like much more contentious. There was a second round of bids that came in Monday. There's still negotiations between all three companies and Warner Brothers on their offers. If Warner Brothers does end up accepting another offer, we could definitely imagine Paramount acting in some fashion.
Is there a timeline associated with this? I mean, does Warner Brothers have a certain time where they have to say, okay, you?
Yeah, we've been told that they want to wrap this up by the end of the year. And by the way, I should note that it's possible that they don't sell themselves. Their original plan was to split the company in two and have Warner Brothers continue with the famous film and TV studios and HBO Max streaming business. And then a separate company called Discovery Global would own all those cable TV networks like CNN and TNT and that. And that was the plan that's supposed to happen next year. And it's possible they still go that route, although there's so much attention focused on a bid now, it might be very difficult for them to turn down a high price.
Yeah, that them splitting up seems sort of viable, that they would sort of retain the control, but it also sounds complicated.
It also sets them up for just another fight down the road, because Netflix and Comcast have made it clear they're only really interested in the studio and the streaming business and not the cable channels. Paramount's the only bidder for the whole of Warner Brothers. And so if they separated the company next year, it just meant somebody else would bid next year for those assets.
Do they care at Warner Brothers that they could be bought up and, split, sold off in pieces? Or does anybody really want to keep them together other than Paramount?
Well, one of the dynamics here is that David Zaslav, the CEO of Warner Brothers, who put this combination of the Discovery businesses and Warner Brothers Studios together a few years ago, very much just still wants to be a player in the business and, you know, to continue to run a company of that size and scale. And so that is definitely a factor here. But unlike some of the other media companies like Comcast and Paramount that are more family controlled at this point, Warner Brothers doesn't have a single large shareholder. So, you know, if they're, you know, just out there in the market, anybody can come in and make an offer.
Does any of this make any difference to your average viewer, somebody who wants to go home and just stream and veg?
It certainly will. This is kind of a seismic change potentially in Hollywood. In fact, we just saw actress Jane Fonda come out today with an op-ed piece saying it would be catastrophic. From a consumer standpoint, you would see potentially the merger of Netflix and HBO Max, or, you know, making a much broader product, or for Paramount Plus and HBO Max. Again, you know, seeing all those shows combined. If you think of the global clout and financing that Netflix now has to take over franchises like Harry Potter or Game of Thrones, and what it could do with them is pretty potentially amazing. There's argument of what, you know, what the impact will be on consumers. Netflix is sort of suggesting that it'll bundle HBO Max and the Netflix service and have a lower price for the two, and that it would also, you know, be able to save money on production because it would have so much content it can produce and sort of and studio lots that it could produce them on, which has never really had before. So it's certainly, though, a situation where consumers are going to see consolidation, meaning fewer choices. Whether that's sort of good in the end remains to be seen.
Chris, it's always good for you to break it down for us. That is Bloomberg's Chris Palmieri. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.